Hi, I'm Joe Sweet. I'm with Lakeview Summerfest, and more on my story coming up.
We would like to thank M1063, WGLM, FM, M1063.com. West Michigan Technology and Design Solutions is your local source for managed IT. Websites, design, and hosting. Check them out at WMTDS.com. At Business Growth Engine, Stephen and his team support businesses through automation and streamlined processes. Go to buildergrowthengine.com. DW Video transfers your home movies, slides, audio, and videotapes to digital. They produce and design websites, create business and social media videos, TV commercials, and family storytelling videos. Visit dwvideo.com to learn more.
Hello, and welcome to the Discover MockCom podcast. My name's Dwayne. I'm your host and producer. You can find us on Instagram, Facebook, and YouTube, as well as on iHeart, Apple, and I can't remember the other one, but it'll be on the screen if you're catching the YouTube video. DiscoverMockComPodcast.com. Check out all of our episodes. We're well over maybe 140 by the time this airs, and there's just stories out there. So if you have a story about Montcalm County, let us know.
Welcome to the Discover Montcalm podcast, where we are going to look at the communities, the businesses, the attractions, and the people that make up Montcalm County. Here is your podcast host, Dwayne Weed.
My guest today is Joe Sweet, and Joe, I found out that he lived right around the corner from my grandparents when I was growing up. My grandparents were over on Kendallville Road, and you were right there on the corner.
Yep. We were on, trying to remember that road. Ah. Satterley Road, yeah.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah.
And, you know, we know a lot of the same people.
Same people.
A lot of the same people. We never met before this morning.
I do not believe so.
No, but it's kind of neat how the past kind of brings it all into the present.
It is.
Well, let's start with a fairly easy question here. You grew up in the Lakeview area.
Yes.
Could you tell me a little bit about growing up in this area and what you kind of liked about it?
Well, starting out, we were geared mostly to Coral, where we were at. The small towns were busy back then, and as I went to started school in Coral in third grade, then I went to Truffant School, and then from there it's been Lakeview on through graduation.
Okay, so you graduated.
Yep,
you graduated from Lakeview, and you grew up in the family business, so to speak.
Yes.
Did you come right out from high school right into that, or did you go out, spread your wings, and come back?
More or less stayed with it. I struck out on a couple things, and I always came back to playing in the dirt.
Playing in the dirt, you know, with big toys.
With bigger toys,
It's always nice. You start out with a Tonka, and then you put a little power behind it.
Yep.
So you've got your... You know, you've always been community-minded.
Yes.
You know, you've always grown up in this area. At what point, through your life, did you start looking at volunteering and putting back into the community?
Actually, probably later on. Maybe about, I'm going to say 8 years ago, I actually got back into vans, which is my thing, not so much cars and trucks, okay. But I've played with cars and trucks when I was younger. Jim was doing the car show at Lakeview with the radio station.
Yep.
And he handed it off to me one time because he had to go somewhere.
Right.
And
volunteer.
I volunteered right into that one. And I've made it grow. I mean, last year we had... we was averaging about 75 to 85 cars, and last year we hit a number of 128. And I'm hoping our young fellow that's Trenton that's doing it this year can keep it going.
So we're talking about the Lakeview Summerfest.
Summerfest on this one.
The Lakeview Summerfest. And if somebody, I don't want to assume anything, I'm sure that you have a Lakeview Summerfest page, Facebook, social.
Oh, yeah, lakeviewfestivals.org. I've got, right now I've changed it to Lakeview Pinup and Cruise In
for
Facebook page.
Okay.
The Lakeview Festival's car show has got its own page yet somewhere. Okay.
Lakeview's got quite a bit going on over there for a small community.
They do.
But it takes the local businesses.
It takes all the local businesses to make it work.
It's the people. It takes the people.
Yeah.
So the Summerfest. What all is involved with the Summerfest? I mean, obviously you've talking about a car show.
Right.
You know, but what can somebody expect? Is it a 2 or 3 day event?
It's basically 3 days. 2 days are hot and heavy, I guess. Saturday is our big finale day.
Okay.
But Thursday, Friday, and Saturday are all busy. And actually, things kind of already started with the Miss Lakeview pageant, which was the last weekend on the 8th or 9th. I can't remember. But anyway, that kind of starts it. And then music in the park on Wednesday. And from there, it rolls on. Thursday, we have Euchre and DJ and... You know,
so it's fun for the whole family.
It's a good time for everybody.
Okay.
Yeah.
So how long has the Summerfest been going on? You said you've been with it for about 8 years, which if we do the math, that was what, 2017-ish?
Yeah, somewhere in there. I'd say I think they might have had a dry spell at one time. It used to be the JCs, and then that got turned over to what we call the festival committee, which is it's about a dozen of us that have stuck with it. And we get a little bit of new blood once in a while. We could always use more people.
Volunteers
are very welcome. Yeah. Ideas take volunteers. We can't do everything.
Right, right.
And we run into that quite a bit.
Oh, I've been on my fair share, and it's like, you want us to do what with this people? Nah, I'm sorry. You've got to.
We've all got our hands full already.
Yeah. But, you know, good ideas come with good people.
Right.
So the Summerfest, it's the one weekend, and it's in June?
That's June 21st. That's coming up real soon.
Well, I'm not sure when this podcast is going out. Is it like the second or third weekend?
It's usually the third Saturday in of the month.
Of June. Okay, yep. So if anybody, if you're catching this after the event, the third Saturday or weekend of June. And what's also nice is that you have, you know, your Facebook, you know, website, all of that stuff. So if you want to know what's going on, I'm sure the itinerary is on there and it gets updated as it.
It does, yes.
You know,
because after Summerfest, we'll have Fall Fest, and that's the first Saturday in October.
Okay.
And that's basically I want to say it's a kids-oriented day.
Okay. Because
it follows a Halloween theme and everything like that.
Oh, okay.
I do a little cruise in. They have the craft and vendor show. I mean, there's stuff for everybody, you know, but it's a one-day.
It's a Saturday?
It's on a Saturday, and it's a one-day thing.
Okay. So just another way to bring the community.
Put people on the streets. That's the way
I. Yeah. And, you know, I mean, back in the day, you know, farmers would come in on Friday to the local town, no matter what the town was.
Right.
You know, and you know, the ladies would do the shopping, and then the guy would tell stories. I'm sure there was no lies ever. I'm sure.
Never. No.
But you've got the Summerfest, you've got the Fall Fest. And Lakeview also does a winter fest.
Yep, we have Christmas in Lakeview. That's another one-day deal. But same token, that's also we have fireworks at that one.
Okay.
We usually do a $1,000 Visa gift card raffle.
Okay.
And there's a limited number of tickets, so you've got a 1 in 300 chance of winning a grand.
Hey, not bad.
That's not bad odds. No. But the fireworks over the lake in the wintertime are just fantastic.
Well, fireworks
are always fantastic.
You know,
yeah.
But, you know, it's nice, you know, plus in the wintertime, I mean, we haven't had many winters like I remember growing up. But, you know, you get some good snow, you get a nice fire pit.
Yep.
You know, people hanging around, you know,
we
conversing.
We do the fire pit thing. Matter of fact, that's usually my job.
Make sure it stay lit and you
stoke
you got,
it and
you got
fire
heat.
It. Yep.
What are some of the things that, you know, what was the event called in the winter?
Just Christmas in Lakeview.
Christmas in Lakeview. What kind of events are happening that day?
That day is mostly just downtown sales and stuff like that. like I said, we have a tree lighting ceremony. We usually do, I think there's a parade of sorts. It's lights and sirens and loud things. And we run a little bit of, it's kind of a, you got food vendors, and we do a beer and wine tasting.
Okay.
For the adults, for something to do while the kids are carving pumpkins, which they can get right there.
Don't do the beer and wine tasting while you're carving.
No, the carving is usually up to the children.
Safety first.
But the craft show is usually, it's pretty good, you know. A lot of everything is weather related.
Well,
know, but
yeah, and out of all the things that you can control, that is one thing.
One thing we can't. But for all these events, the village is going to be putting up a pavilion where the Kelsey Hospital used to be.
Oh, okay.
So they're gonna allow some of that lot to be converted into a multi-purpose space.
Okay.
Probably not as much as I'd like to see. Well, but we'll take what we can get. I don't live in the village, so I have no say on it anyway. So,
right.
You know, but anyway.
But the fact that they're being forward thinking at all.
Yeah.
To take a space that, you know, because when, you know, if kind of moving things around here a little bit.
Yeah.
That was a pretty big hit to the Lakeview community when that left.
Oh, it was huge.
You know, and the fact that, you know, the fact that they, you know, people roll up their sleeves and, hey, let's get to work. What are we going to do?
Right.
You know, how are we going to do this? Boom, boom, boom.
Yeah.
And it's nice to see that.
Give some kudos to the village leaders there that, you know, keep going for grants and everything else that they can get their hands on to do things.
Maybe not of a as big of a nature, but back when Frigidaire left and Electrolux left.
Yeah.
You know, Frigidaire, Electrolux, Gibson, whatever the name was at the time. But it does affect the community, you know, when something you've been relying on leaves.
Yeah.
And the sign of leadership, but also the sign of just good community people stepping up saying, okay, what are we going to do now? And the fact that, you know, you're going to get a pavilion there that, you know, hey, it could be used for every event you talked about,
right,
plus so much more.
So much more is correct. Yep. So that, and if you look around, every small town has a pavilion.
Yes.
Lakeview did not have a pavilion. Well, not a real one. They had one at the park, but it's pretty small for a couple of picnic tables.
Okay, okay.
Yeah. You know?
So it was due.
It was due.
It was due.
That's my opinion. I have to say that.
Well, you know, and it's like, you know, we all have those opinions.
Yeah.
but it's good that they're looking, and those types of things can be used for everything.
Yeah.
You know, from, you know, family reunions to events to
events, more, you know, craft shows out of the weather.
Yeah.
Anything, get a roof over it. Everything's better with a roof over it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, and that's so as we're wrapping this up here, we've talked a lot about the different festivals. And what was the website again for the festivals?
LakeviewFestivals.org.
Okay. If you can go there and you can get all the information.
Yep.
We'll keep it up to date.
Each thing will be itemized or listed separate with links. There'll be applications for vendors and craft shows, all kinds. Anything that's associated with what we do,
sure,
will be there.
And volunteers are always welcome.
Volunteers are always welcome.
You know, let's get more people in to kind of lessen the load, and you can do more.
Right,
and
you can
do more.
We could. There's a lot that could be done now that I think in the past used to be done.
Right.
And I don't think it's there anymore.
Change.
This year we won't have a carnival.
Okay.
That's a whole nother issue.
Okay.
But it's
now we're going back to the Summerfest.
Summerfest, yep. Summerfest. But it's not because we didn't try.
Okay.
It's because they're very hard to book and our space keeps changing.
Oh.
What's one of the things where the multi-purpose space would be
would
come in handy, yeah. But we'll see how that ends up in the long run.
Well, you know,
we had a lot of postage stamp size lots that the village let us use, you know.
Okay.
But that kind of busts things up, and it doesn't centralize anything.
Right.
Where what's going to happen now would be more centralized.
Okay.
to me.
So, hey, Lakeview, a growing community, one that's been vibrant and, you know, a lot of people doing a lot of good things, which you can say about almost any community here in this county. But, you know, it's kind of neat. And I don't know if you guys had your fingers in it, but didn't they also have a fishing tournament this past year?
Oh, yeah. We had our fingers in that as far as supplying refreshments.
That was an international festival.
It was an international World Ice Fishing Championship.
Okay. In little old Lakeview, of all places.
In little Lakeview. And it was cold, and it was fun at the same time. And that was another fire pit episode on that one.
Well, you got to keep people warm. Yep. You know, and fortunately, the winter was good enough at that point that
we had
the
ice
was thick enough and
that
you were able to do it.
That has been something in the past where we cannot plan much for the winter, because especially in February.
Okay.
Lately, February is iffy on ice. And we did, it did well.
Yeah. It did This was not in alliance with any other event. This was just something.
No, this is not. We didn't even really organize it. It was, I think, Lane Lepic there with the Lions Club. He was the one that brought it to our attention mostly, and they did. He did a lot of stuff himself along with the tournament people, because they house themselves in Grand Rapids and bust up here every day.
Okay,
I mean it was quite involved, and you had, I don't know, a bunch of different countries, which was pretty cool in itself too, you know. You just don't get that. And we might not get it again.
Well,
not to that extent.
But the thing of it is it did happen.
It did happen.
It did happen, and there was you know, fun to be had.
Yep.
You know, I was watching things on socials of what was going on and this and that and different live feeds that people were putting up, and I went, good for Lakeview.
Yeah.
Good for Montcalm County, because I mean it just good that those kind of things can happen in a small town.
Yep.
So, as I wrap up here, is there anything that we haven't touched on that you'd like to, I mean, we talked about quite a bit here, but
yeah, really most, like I said, I'm geared right now, I'm focused on Summerfest. I'm working with the props. One of the other committee members, Michaela, has been she's working with me on the pinup decorations and stuff like that. Trent Marks is doing the car show. Chad and Dom are running full tilt on refreshment, hospitality tent, I call it.
Yep.
And Vicky is running the Friday Southside Street Party.
Okay.
Down on the south end of town, which she managed to bring it in. I've scratched my head for a couple of years trying to figure out how to bring people from the south end, the businesses on the south end, into this thing.
Right.
But they're on the south side of the tracks, so let's say. Well, that's just the way a lot of these towns are.
But it's all about community.
Excuse me. And she did well. She's done well.
Okay. One last question. You've grown up here. Why should someone discover Montcalm County, in your opinion?
Well, for one thing, it's years ago, it was lakes. We have a lot of water in Montcalm County.
We sure do.
And I can say things have changed over the years, of course. The small towns, I think, some of them have had an unfortunate luck to run their course, but some of us are still hanging in there.
Yes.
And we keep it going, and there's a lot of, I don't know, culture. There's a lot of culture that you don't see. Well, you grew up with it. We had Danes and Finns and Celts and Germans.
Well, and one thing that I've noticed in Montcalm County is that there's newer festivals happening.
Yes.
You know, the Hippie Fest and this and that.
Yes, there's been some younger people have brought some stuff in.
And it's bringing more people into Truefin, to Howard City, to, you know, we've got Burley Park over here, and every community has something.
Right.
And I think that in itself is a great reason to discover, you know,
Montcalm County.
But once again, the website for the festival?
LakeviewFestivals.org. Or or we can find a bunch of spots on at Lakeview Festivals on Facebook.
Just do a search.
Yeah, you'll find all kinds of things.
Just, you know, Lakeview, Michigan Festivals.
Lakeview, Michigan, 48850, because do not get us confused with Lakeview and Battle Creek.
Yeah. Well, you know, sometimes you're watching the news and school closings. You got to look really close to make sure
we got the right one.
Which one it is. Yep. So, Joe, thank you so much for coming in today and bringing us up to date on basically a lot of things happening in Lakeview.
Yeah.
And I appreciate that. My name's Dwayne, the host and producer. You can find us on Instagram, Facebook, and YouTube, as well as discovermontcompodcast.com. Go grab the RSS feed. You can find us on iHeart, Apple, and Pandora. There we go. I knew there was another one out there. But, you know, catch the podcast. Give us feedback. Let us know what you want to hear. Or if you have lived here, give me a shout. I'd love to find out a little more on the history. And, you know, but you can do that by getting in touch with me at Dwayne, D-U-A-N-E, at dwvideo.com. So thank you so much for tuning in today. And remember to buy and shop locally.
Connect and follow the Discover Montcalm podcast on Facebook, Instagram, and YouTube. Check out all our episodes at discovermontcalmpodcast.com. We look forward to featuring your business, community, nonprofit, events, and more. Contact Dwayne at 231-250-9624, 231-250-9624. Thank you for tuning in and following the Discover Montcalm podcast.